any other terms that you would use just for any person who just lived out way out in the country?
Well, ordinarily the term for that would be you could call him a hillbilly. That's more or less modern, I think. But we just call him a backwoods cracker. That would be it.
Backwood
countryman, whichever happened to be.
Oh, do you happen to know the rivers in Charleston?
That's what?
Know the rivers up at Charleston?
Yeah.
Charleston between two rivers, you know what they are?
One of them is the, I've been across it time after time. Hanging in there. Well, I know the name of it, but I can't call it because when we go to the Sand Dollar, we quite often spend some time there during the summer. It's a nice place just to go and relax and enjoy. Doggone, your camping site will be within 200 feet of the beach a lot of times, according to the site you get.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember that river. Well, anyway, I know it, but I can't think of it.
Okay. If somebody's waiting on you to get ready so you can go someplace, and he calls and says, hey, would you be ready soon? And you're not quite ready, but almost, you might answer, well, I'll be with you in what?
Well, you shall be with in a moment.
If you're going someplace and you know you're on the right road, but you don't know the distance, you might stop and ask somebody
how far it is from where you are to such a destination place.
If you're going along, walking along, or riding slowly, and you see something unusual, and you want to point it out to the person that's with you, you might point over there and say, hey, what?
Well, see, you look at that, or anything, call their attention to it, you know.
Right. Now, what if somebody's working for you, and you want to point out something that he's doing, that maybe he's not doing it right?
Point out something that he is doing that he's not doing right. Well, it's one thing, you just... Well, I know one way he would just be criticizing what he's doing or pointing out to him something that he's not doing or...
Now, what might you say to him, What might you say to him to bring his attention to it?
Hey, listen, Jack, you're not doing that as I told you to do, or you're not doing that as it should be done.
If you want to know how many times somebody does something, you say, how do you go to town?
How many times do you... What do you could ask? Well, if I ask him how often you did, I wouldn't know. I just ask him as usual, how many times you did this?
If you're talking with a friend who says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy, and you agree with him, you say, what would you say to agree with him?
Well, I'm telling him I wholeheartedly agree with him. I'm not going to vote for him either.
See, we call the part of the head up here.
Forehead. Now, some people call it forward, but I call it forehead.
What do you go to the barber to have them cut?
Well, I go to the barber strictly to get off, but I beg your pardon. As I told you, I've been married going on 57 years. And out of that 57 years, my wife's cut my hair probably 55 years out of them. I never go to the barber shop, but I would go for a hair trim or a haircut.